Carl learns, "I'm sorry." Learning to apologize effectively may not be easy. Some of you may identify with the following story taken from our book, The Five Languages of Apology. Carl, thinking about marriage, came to one of our seminars with his girlfriend, Melinda. After they completed apology questionnaires, Melinda told him that the thing she wants to hear most in an apology is, "I'm sorry." Later during the seminar, Carl approached me. "To be honest with you, I don't know if I've ever said those words. They sound kind of girly to me. I've always been taught that real men don't apologize. I guess it's a macho thing. I'm not sure I can say those words, and Melinda seems to be concerned about it. Maybe we shouldn't have taken your apology questionnaire," he joked. "On the other hand, maybe it's really good that you did," I said with a chuckle. "Let me ask you a question. Have you ever done anything in your whole life that you really regretted? After doing this, did you say to yourself, 'I wish I hadn't done that'?" He nodded and said, "Yes. I got drunk the night before my mother's funeral, so the next morning I was suffering with a big hangover. I don't remember much about the funeral." "How did you feel about that?" I asked. "Really bad," Carl said. "I really felt like I dishonored my mother. Her death hit me very hard. We had always been close, and I could talk with her about things. I guess I was just trying to drown my sorrow, but I had too much to drink. I know that would have made her sad. She always talked to me about drinking too much. I was hoping that people in heaven don't know what was going on here on earth because I didn't want to hurt her." Suppose for a moment that people in heaven do know what's happening on earth, that your mother really was disappointed in your behavior and what you did. And let's suppose that you had a chance to talk with her. What would you say? Carl's eyes moistened, and he said, "I'd tell her that I'm really sorry that I let her down. I know that was not a time for drinking. I wish I could go back and relive that night. I wouldn't have gone to the bar. I'd tell her that I really love her, and I hope that she would forgive me." I put my arm on Carl's shoulder, and I said, "Do you know what you just did?" He started nodding his head and said, "Yeah, I just apologized to my mother. It feels good. Do you think she heard me?" he asked. "I think she did," I said. "And I think she's forgiven you." "Doggone. I didn't mean to cry," he said, wiping tears from his cheeks. "That's another thing. You were taught that real men don't cry, right?" "Yeah." "You've gotten some bad information through the years, Carl," I said. "Fact is, real men do cry. It's plastic men who don't cry. Real men do apologize. They even say, 'I'm sorry,' when they realize they've hurt someone they love. You are a real man, Carl. You've demonstrated it today. Don't ever forget it. If you and Melinda get married, you won't be a perfect husband, and she won't be a perfect wife. It's not necessary to be perfect in order to have a good marriage, but it is necessary to apologize when you do things that hurt each other. And if saying, 'I'm sorry,' is Melinda's primary apology language, then you will need to learn to speak it." "Got it," he said with a smile. "I'm glad we came to this seminar." "So am I," I said as he walked away. 1 year later, I was leading a seminar in Columbia, South Carolina. Early on Saturday morning, before anyone else had arrived, in walked Carl and Melinda. "We came early hoping we could have a chance to talk with you," he said. "We just want to tell you how much your seminar meant to us last year when you were in Summerfield. It was a big changing point in our relationship. We got married 3 months after the seminar, and the things we learned that day keep coming back to us. I'm not sure we would still be married if we had not attended the seminar," Melinda said. "I had no idea the first year of marriage would be so hard." "Tell me," I said, "does Carl know how to apologize?" "Oh, yes. We're both good apologizers," she said. "That's one of the main things we learned that day. That and the five love languages. Those two things have helped us survive." Carl said, "It wasn't easy for me, but the day I apologized to my mother was a big breakthrough for me. I realized how important it was to be honest about my behavior." "What is your love language?" I asked Melinda. "Acts of service," she said. "And Carl is getting really good at it. He even washes and folds the towels." Carl shook his head and said, "I never thought I'd be doing that. But I'll have to admit, doing laundry is a whole lot easier than saying, 'I'm sorry.' But I've learned to do both of them. I want us to have a good marriage. My folks never had a good marriage, nor did Melinda's. Both of us want to grow old together. That's why we're back today for a refresher class. We're looking forward to learning some new things. You are a real man, I said as I patted him on the back. Looking back on my own marriage, I wish I had known not only the importance of apology, but how to apologize effectively. It would have saved me many days of silent suffering, hoping in vain that Carolyn would forget my harsh words. Talking it over. 1. Do you remember the last time you apologized? If so, what did you say? 2. Do you remember the last time someone apologized to you? Did it seem sincere? Did you forgive the person? Why or why not? 3. Discuss with each other what you expect to hear in a sincere apology. 4. Presently, is there anything for which you need to apologize? Why not do it today?